It is my lucky day here and now. Resident chef Kathy Gunst has set up a cheese tasting. She's going to talk with us about cheese today. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Jeremy. My lucky day, too.
Right, exactly. Who doesn't like cheese? But this cheese that you have brought us today is all American cheese, and I don't mean, you know, orange slices wrapped in plastic.
Exactly. I mean, American cheese had a bad reputation for so long, pre-grated cheddars and kind of tasteless, waxy blocks. But like the American wine industry, the American cheese industry has come a long way, which you are about to see firsthand. Our cheddars are now as good as their British counterparts. Our Goudas compete with Holland. On and on.
And the cheeses that you have brought us today are from Vermont and California, sort of an East Coast, West Coast thing going on here.
Exactly. And when you're tasting, think about that term, which I always have trouble saying, terroir, the idea that where a food is from means that it tastes of the place. So while you're tasting the East Coast cheeses, just in the back of your mind, think, does this taste like a walk in the woods in Vermont? And while you're tasting the West Coast cheeses, do you get that sense of Humboldt County or being in Tamales Bay along the water north of San Francisco? But let's start in Vermont.
Okay.
We're going to start with a six-month-aged cheddar cheese from Shelburne Farms. They make 170,000 pounds of cheddar a year. And what distinguishes their cheddar is that it's from a herd of brown Swiss cows. So taste the 6 month. Mm-hmm. Give it a smell. Mm-hmm. It's kind of mild. Give it a taste. It's an extremely smooth cheese,
yep.
Kind of buttery, but it's not, for me at least, super dimensional. It's kind of like, yeah, it's delicious. I'd love to make a grilled cheese with
grilled
this.
Cheese. That's exactly what I was just thinking. Yeah. Exactly.
Right? Okay. Now take a little bit of the 2 year aged cheddar.
Okay.
First of all, there's a difference in the color. So for 2 years, this has been aging in Vermont. Which do you prefer, Jeremy, the 6 month or the 2 year aged cheddar?
I like the 2 year better. It's got a little more character.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's about character.
It's more complex.
Yeah, just like we become more interesting as we age.
Exactly.
Okay. I hope.
The next one that you've got here is what?
This is from Cowgirl Creamery, one of my absolute favorite cheeses in Tamales Bay, which is in Northern California. They are most famous for their Mount Tam, which is an aged soft ripened cheese. But what I want you to taste today is Cowgirl Creamery's Wagon Wheel. This is a cheese that was made for the chef Judy Rogers, who opened Zuni Cafe, a beloved San Francisco restaurant. She is no longer with us, but the cheese is. Judy Rogers went to the women that own Cowgirl Creamery, and she was looking for an organic melting cheese for the pizza she served there. And this is what they came up with. I find it really different than the Vermont cheddar and really delicious.
Very different. It's a little bit stinkier, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Just,
oh, no, stinky is a great word in the cheese world.
It smells a little more than the other two cheeses.
Do you taste grassy at all?
Grassy, yes, a little bit, yes.
I think this would be amazing on a pizza, but I also would love to eat it with a ripe pear or berries or even an apple.
By the way, do you prefer to eat your cheese before a main meal or after?
Wow. It depends what my main meal is. Sometimes my cheese is my main meal. I mean, traditionally in France and parts of Italy, you'd always be served the cheese after the main course and before dessert.
When they roll that cart out over, you know, next to the table and you pick the ones that
you want. And you start hyperventilating.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, now comes something I find so exciting I can barely contain myself. Jasper Hill Farm. Seriously, I am just gaga for this cheese. Jasper Hill Farm makes a bunch of different cheeses. This is called Winnemere. And hopefully what you've done is cut the very thin top rind off the cheese.
Yep.
And hopefully you have a spoon
there.
It's like
a soup of cheese, this cheese.
It's just
like, I'm
gooey,
really
ooey
sticking the spoon
heaven.
Into this like cheese wheel and taking
exactly.
out a little bit.
So this is made from raw winter milk, right? Right?
Smoky.
This is smoky, exactly. Spoonably soft, smoky, almost like bacon or mushrooms.
Yeah, totally. Bacon.
And
mm-hmm.
this cheese is wrapped in a thin strip of spruce that they have from the forest right there near Jasper Hills. It was made from the raw milk, winter milk, of Ayrshire's cows. The flavor profile is so huge that you almost need a vacation after this because it's just so fabulous. Like, I feel like when I eat this, I'm walking through the green, hilly pastures of a Vermont countryside and I see the cows in the distance. This, to me, tastes like Vermont between the spruce and this rich, rich milk.
And this was the perfect segue, Kathy, from the harder cheeses to the softer cheeses that remain here. It looks like we've got a goat cheese here.
We do. This is also from California. This is Cypress Grove's fresh goat cheese. It's called Ms. Natural. Mm. And a lot of people think they don't like goat cheese because it's super goaty and it has an aftertaste. But I love this cheese because I find it very full flavor, but it doesn't have that strong goatiness. This is from Humboldt County, California.
Oh, yeah.
And I almost taste like citrus in this.
Well, and I think it would probably be great in a salad, right?
Oh,
Some, you know, arugula and some pomegranates or something like that.
Or orange sections or fresh grapes because it's tangy and tart, but not too much. And it's super creamy also. Crumbled on a salad would be perfect.
And the last one here is a blue cheese.
It is. And when you're doing a cheese tasting, you always want to end with the strongest flavor, which is almost always a blue cheese. Mm-hmm. This is Cypress Grove's Humboldt Fog.
This is one of my favorite cheeses of all time, by the way. I buy this here and I love it.
Exactly. You can get it all over the country and we'll let people know.
Well, because it's like a mix of like a goat cheese and what?
So what it actually is it's buttermilk and fresh cream. And then there's this edible vegetable ash woven into the cheese. The founder of Cypress Grove is Mary Keene, and she literally dreamt this cheese. She had this dream about a soft, ripened goat milk cheese. And it kind of, as it matures, there's this creaminess that develops and intensifies. And it's almost like you can taste the fog of Humboldt County, like that whole gorgeous coastline of Northern California. I feel like it's in this cheese.
I'm so glad that you brought that. And I wonder, Kathy, I'm going to ask you, did you do that because you knew that that was my favorite cheese?
Oh, of course. No, but apparently you and I
That's
love the same cheeses.
Okay.
That is a complete coincidence. I adore this cheese. I love all these cheeses. And I love the way it takes you to these different places and these different flavors. And boy, having a cheese party is just such a fun idea because of the way you can kind of travel through the cheeses.
Okay. Now, Kathy, these are a lot of cheeses. I would think that for any one person to be eating all of these cheeses at once, they'd have to spend like an entire day at the gym afterwards. So tell me, what do you do? Do you have a tasting at home in your house with all these different kinds of cheeses? Do you pick one, you know, at a time? Or what would you say?
I mean, if you wanted to have a cheese course at a dinner party, I would pick one perfectly ripe cheese and really just focus on it. But what fun to have like a cheese tasting party. You don't really want to do much more than six cheeses. And it's really fun to have a combination of soft, you know, like soft goat cheeses, semi-hard cheese, as well as hard cheeses, and also a combination of cow's milk, sheep's milk, and goat milk. And all you really need are some crackers, nuts, dried fruit, a few condiments, and you always want to start with the mildest and end with the strongest, like the blues, just exactly the way we did. And you'd have a fun night there, and you would get to taste cheeses from preferably around the United States, but if not, around the world.
Okay, and before we let you go, you have also brought me a mac and cheese.
Well, our wonderful producer, Emiko Tamagawa, cooked this for me. This is my recipe for the ultimate cheesy mac and cheese. You can use any small variety of pasta you want, and it uses fresh herbs like rosemary and thyme. And there is a layer of mozzarella in between the two layers of pasta. Mm. And then we use that two-year Shelburne Farms sharp cheddar. There's loads of that. There's Parmesan. And then it gets topped with panko breadcrumbs for a bit of crunchy texture on the top. And who doesn't love mac and cheese with a load of cheese? This cheese sauce is very simple. And you can also make it a night ahead of time and pop it in the oven before you want to serve it.
Well, we will put all the cheeses that you brought us today and the recipe for your mac and cheese at hereandnow.org. Here and Now resident chef Kathy Guntz, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.